Hey guys, welcome to Blues Clues. On this segment of the show, I get real. I share my lessons, my sacrifices, my failures, and lessons along the journey, and give you an opportunity to ask me some of your burning questions that are gonna help you powerfully create the life and business of your dreams. Today's question is from Jess. Hey Blue, my name is Jess from DC. I work in accounting at a government agency, and I'm starting a podcast to help everyday people learn about accounting tools and tricks that are so often hidden from us, and how they can benefit from them to keep more of their money in their households. As much as I'm excited to share these resources and provide value to people, because I know it's a game changer, I'm struggling with putting myself out there. Every part of this process is a struggle. When I set up my podcast equipment and phone to shoot, I get so nervous. I hate the way I sound. I hate the way I look. I forget what I'm supposed to say. Even when it comes to posting on Instagram or talking to people about it, I start to tense up. So I've just stopped and given up. At this point, I have pushed my launch further and further out because I'm not feeling good about how things are turning out. I really want to get over this, so I can get on with creating my podcast and do something I'm passionate about and purposeful to me beyond my job. Hey Jess, thanks for sharing. I know so many people can relate to this, and I am one of them. I struggled with this when I first started the journey with Blue. Putting myself out there and sharing your ideas with others is such a vulnerable thing. I hated the way I looked. I hated the way I sounded. I didn't think people would listen. I didn't even know if I had something meaningful for people to listen to. I struggled with this big time. And one thing I realized is that we can be our own worst critics. Majority of the things we are scared of people noticing or judging us for, others aren't even paying attention to it. But here are my four P's on how you can instantly show up more confident on your podcast, on camera, even in real life with connecting with people. First P is prepare. For some reason, I used to think doing my research before doing the show or going on IG Live was like cheating, right? Like I had something to prove. I just had this expectation of myself that I was just supposed to know these things on my own, or that I was supposed to know, like whatever I was supposed to say was supposed to come naturally to me. But if you want to be great, you have to prepare and practice beforehand. Going into your podcast episode, write out an outline of the things you want to cover. Do your research and be knowledgeable so you aren't trying to think of things on the spot. And you'll know for yourself that you know your information. Even if you're meeting with people in person, go on their LinkedIn or Instagram, find things that they're interested in or that you may have in common. Don't come off creepy, but be natural about it. But this can help you start the conversation in real life too. P number two is presentation. I believe if you look the part, that's like 70% of the battle. If you look good, you feel good. Even when you're doing your podcast and you're not on camera, still look the part. You will feel the difference in how you show up and in your energy. So do whatever it takes to look good, whether it's in your clothes, your makeup, your hair, even having a nice office or area with great lighting that you're shooting in. Getting a ring light if you don't have like natural sunlight in your space, okay? P number three is pretend. Sometimes you just have to pretend. Pretend that you already are the expert, which obviously you actually are. Pretend that you already have a loyal community of people that are depending on you to give them this life-changing information. Pretend that it's true and no one can tell you different. And lastly, our fourth P is persevere. Because everything great takes time. Continue to show up consistently in your greatness. Give yourself grace and you will get better and gain more confidence along the way. All right, let's get to work and get this podcast out into the world, Blue. Now, I hope you enjoyed this Blues Clues. If you're watching and feeling stuck and know that you're ready to create results you're proud of in your life and business, then I invite you to take the leap with Blue, a 3-month intensive. You will receive the coaching and accountability to gain the clarity, strategy, and confidence to take action. Limited spaces are available, but if you're serious and ready to make your dreams a reality, then visit and head over to www.taketheleapwithblue.com to apply for your spot in my one-on-one or group coaching program. I'll see you next time on Blue's Clues.